50% of mental illnesses begin before the age of 18. A recent report by UNICEF Switzerland found that one in three young people between the ages of 14 and 19 are struggling with their mental health, many suffering in silence. One organisation hoping to drive change and improve these statistics is the Zeta Movement. Recently, I spoke with Robin Anna and Jada to find out more. I started by asking Robin Anna why she feels so passionate about this and what drove her and her colleagues to set up the Zeta Movement.
So personally, but I think I speak actually for everyone at Zeta Movement, I'm so passionate about mental health as I strongly believe that there is no health without mental health. This means for me that physical health and mental health need to be treated with the same importance.
I couldn't agree more, Robin Anna. Your work is based around three pillars. Can you explain what these pillars are and the key aspects of each of them?
The first and probably most visible pillar is the storytelling pillar, whereby ambassadors, young adults with a mental health diagnosis but in a progressed recovery stage, visit schools and other youth-related organizations and tell their story following the approach of peer education. The second pillar is community building, as we strongly believe that an open and inclusive community is vital in destigmatizing mental health. Lastly, the third pillar is information sharing, whereby we organize Zoom conferences or short videos with experts on different topics around mental health.
Specifically thinking about your work in schools, you're actually partnering with my team at Health First to bring this concept in English to the international schools across Switzerland. What might a typical workshop in a school look like?
So generally, each workshop has two main components. The general mental health part, in which the ambassador talks about the importance of mental health in general and what one can do to maintain a good mental health. The second component is the storytelling part, in which the ambassadors share their story in an interactive way.
And Jada, turning to you now, what do you hope young people gain from these sessions?
Well, I hope that by sharing my story, I can inspire students to talk about their own mental health with each other, with their family, and if needed, with a professional. My message is basically one: it's okay not to be okay, and there is nothing to be ashamed of. So talk and seek help if you need.
And Jada, if these workshops had been available when you were at school, do you think it would have made a difference?
Yes, I think so. I was 13 when I started having symptoms, and I felt like I was the only person in the world with mental health issues. The shame was so big that I always tried to hide my symptoms, and that made the situation even worse. If I had had an example to follow of openness and dialogue, maybe I would have found the courage to talk to someone about it. I have to say that for me, doing the visits is a great privilege. When I go to schools as an ambassador, often it feels as if I'm talking to myself at that young age. I think about what I wish I had known and how much it would have done me good to hear the words I share today. It's been a way of accepting so much about myself, a kind of therapy, I would say. Moreover, the students are always participating and bring interesting questions and insights. It's actually a very beautiful exchange for me.
Thank you so much for sharing about this important work. If people do want to learn more, the Zeta Movement will be joining me and my colleague Dr. Mekki McNeil for two free information sessions on the 3rd of May online at 12:30 and 18:00. You can find out more by sending an email to contact@healthfirst.ch, and we'll also put links to the events on the WRS website. This has been Health Matters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.